At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Get up, you beast. Jeremy Plonk, top horse racing place, the Express Bet editor-in-chief, both from Del Mar. In the second race, he likes the two, Riding the Storm. Were you a Doors guy?
I like him.
Yeah, yeah. 4-1 on the morning line. In the seventh race, he likes the two on top at 6-1. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up today. First bet, the Preferred Horse Racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. Plus, get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. With wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, it's the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport with great payments, secure payments, great customer service, reliable website, VSiN.com/horses. I have a big lose some story. For the first time, the $20 sandwich didn't work for me last night. Tough. You take the debit card or credit card and the driver's license. You put it in the sandwich between, and you give it to the gal at the front desk. And whether you ask for an upgrade, an early check-in, whatever it may be. Yesterday, I asked for an upgrade to a suite. She said, that'll be $100 to upgrade both nights to a suite. Huh. I think she was new. I said, you know, that's the first time that hasn't worked for me. And she said nothing.
Said, I don't care.
I was shut down. A lot of people, I'm 99% now with the $20 sandwich. I cannot believe it.
So,
savor the flavor, but it did not work yesterday. I was stunned.
Yeah.
Stunned.
Across the board, I would say 60% of the time it works every time.
Okay. We just met a guy who just said, yeah, thank you for the tip. The $20 sandwich. He said it worked here. He was, where was he? Down the street. I mean, the one spot you're going to have problems, I think, would be like the Bellagio, something
yeah,
like that. But that
probably not
people
happening.
Say they do it at the Wynn and Encore all the time. And that's now the one thing I will say, if you're going to try this on like a March Madness weekend, that type, no, come on. You got to up your game. $50, $100 tip, something like that. But if you want the upgrade to the suite, room with a view, early check-in, something like that.
But you're talking about a dead zone during the year.
Yes, I was rejected. Mutombo yesterday. Cannot believe it.
Okay, so how about what happened yesterday in the NFL as Cowboys left tackle Teron Smith suffered a severe torn left hamstring injury, and that could cost him multiple months. That is, per Adam Schefter, just a huge blow to this team. If he's going to be out that long, Pro Football Focus rated him the second best tackle in all of football last year. You know what he means to the offensive line, to the run game. He's very good in pass protection. He's one of the best in football for a reason. And again, when we talked to Michael Lombardi the day after, right, it was the Monday morning after week one of the preseason, and the Cowboys had 17 penalties. And it's like, my God, can you please button it up a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
And I ran the scenario by Michael of maybe something happening to Dak Prescott or somebody, God forbid. Like, Mike McCarthy is clearly not good enough to come up with a great game plan week in and week out to save the season for this team. And he said, Mitch, if something happens to Teron Smith, it could be the beginning of the end for the team. And lo and behold, yesterday something did happen. And I hate to see this. I mean, I don't want to see this to any player on any team in any sport. This sucks. But it happens every single year.
I have questions going in before this happened if they're going to be able to run the ball. And then, you know, with how the step back that maybe the passing attack takes as well, that the guy could miss multiple months now. The win total 10. Can I interest you in under 9 plus 205 here? A little alt action?
So 9 would be the push. Otherwise, 8 and 9 or worse gets it done. Are they going to be? Can they be below 500 for a winner on that one?
I could see it. Yep. I could see it. I mean, this is also you giddy up all aboard the Eagles train too with this news. This helps out the Eagles, and this is, you know, McCarthy was up against it to begin with, and their history. Number one, you don't have a repeat champ in this division since 2004, and the Cowboys rarely go back-to-back playoffs. It hasn't happened in a long time.
Yep.
So, unfortunate news today. Yesterday.
Yeah, people who were firing on Eagles win totals over, division numbers, make the playoffs, you know, a long time ago, they're feeling pretty good today because the Eagles numbers have moved so drastically that, I mean, good numbers were available, much better, I should say, you know, probably back in May and June. So as for the games tonight, we do have two on the board. Packers at Chiefs. Chiefs opened as high as 2. Green Bay's -1. Jordan Love is going to go. He's going to lead the offense. Quay Walker, according to reports, rookie inside linebacker, maybe the only starter who will play on defense for Green Bay. Andy Reid was kind of up in the air during the week, but there's no reason to play Patrick Mahomes or that first-string offense. They played in the two previous games, and they look great doing so why bring him back for tonight's game? So Green Bay now favored. Total down to 36 from 39. And in the other game, the Niners opened up 4, total 39. Well, that total moved a couple of points up to 41.5. And there's a reason why, again, when coaches tell the media what their game plan is going to be, and bettors are all over this stuff, they bet it as soon as they possibly can. This is what Kyle Shanahan said about Trey Lance and the starters.
I haven't decided exactly. I mean, I want them to get out there, definitely the ones, but you know, we're going to talk about it as a staff more tonight after we watch this practice and stuff. I plan on playing those guys, but I haven't exactly decided how much. I know they won't go past the first half. It'd be the first half at the most.
Definitely going to play. Yeah, there's no reason, again, to probably play that more than the first half. It's a little bit of bump on the total
exactly
there.
I want them to get out there.
I could see them. I mean, this is where you say, okay, this is where they need maybe a quarter or two with that time off because it could affect Lance. You don't know what you really have at this point. But a guy like Mahomes, oh, fine. So, you know, big deal if he has a couple weeks off. And both teams are 2-0 so far in the preseason. And this game is on Amazon. And Amazon Prime and DirecTV struck a multi-year agreement that allows business owners to stream Thursday night football for their patrons. It'll be available to more than 300,000 sports bars, restaurants, stores, hotel lounges, casinos, and sports books. Big that they got that done because we were kicking that around in the summer. But what the hell is going to happen here?
Yeah, and this is also Kyle Shanahan on a back and forth that he had with reporters talking about Jimmy Garoppolo this week.
I don't know what I'll do that day. Probably decide when it comes. Like last time. We should all be alive.
Have you communicated much with him? Have you watched him throw? If you have, how does he look?
I communicate with Jimmy all the time. He looks the same as he always has. He always throws it really good. So looks the exact same.
Is he in any way a backup scenario if someone gets hurt? Could he be on this team?
I mean, I think any scenario is possible.
There's that. There's Jed York saying they want as many good players as possible on the team.
Uh-huh.
But he was listed as the fourth stringer earlier in the preseason.
Yeah. Well, they're just telling him to go away. Yeah. That's it. So this is, yeah, I don't know if he's trolling people or what, but I could see what with York's comments too. He's great to have if something happens to Lance or he doesn't work out, right? So are they just going to cut him? Are they going to, who wants him at this point? That's the other thing.
How about the scenario where Lance is absolutely awful against the Bears?
That's in play.
What if that happens?
Yeah, right. That's in play. Not saying they make a change week two, but right.
No, I know.
We might have to do something. I know.
I guarantee by halftime, the media and, well, maybe not because they love Lance up there, but the fans are going to be like, what are we doing here?
Sure.
What are we doing?
I couldn't wait. Couldn't wait to get rid of poor Jimmy.
Yeah.
Everyone ripping the guy. Meanwhile, he goes to the NFC title game and went to a Super Bowl. And it's not his fault they blew a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter against Kansas City or the guy to have a ring.
Yep. I'm also excited to watch the Texans tonight.
Uh-huh.
I have various bets on this team. I've been making them, again, throughout the summertime. This is Lovie Smith and what he has seen from his rookie running back, Damian Pierce.
Seeing everything you need to see from a good running back. He can catch the ball. He can run in between the tackles. He'll make you miss in open field. Pads down low. There's a lot of things I like about Dame.
I like to hear that. A lot of things I like about him. And now talking glowingly about his rookie running back. And the reason why I like that is because I was betting him basically during and after that first preseason game when he looked terrific. And you look at the overall depth chart, and it's Marlon Mack and Rex Burkhead, and it's like this guy can beat them out for sure. And so high numbers on him to win the Rookie of the Year at 50 and 65 to 1.
Four games on Friday, and you're seeing some big moves with some of those games based on what the coaches are saying. No Allen, no starters likely for the Bills, and Mayfield's going to play into the second quarter. That's gone up sky high, almost a touchdown. And the move in the Seattle game, that's up there. You said you saw 7.5?
It touched 7.5 yesterday, yeah.
Geno's going to start, and Locke will, quote, play a lot as they're trying to figure out who's going to win the job. And no Dak, and why would Dallas even play people? And plus, they finally ended their six-game losing streak in the preseason with the win last week, too.
You know, Paul, I got to be honest. On that Buffalo game, aren't you okay with their backup quarterbacks?
Keenum was great. And Barkley, too. Yeah, right.
Like, yeah. I'm okay with those two players right in the preseason.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going to happen after Baker. Like, because they looked, well, Corral got hurt. But Walker, and they terrible against the Patriots.
Oh, very much so.
Oh, so bad. And running for your life every play. No protection, too. So I know all this bad beat talk and what happened and the ridiculous finish in that game. If you took the 6.5, well, their only points were off. The touchdown was off the pick six from Zappi.
That's right.
Because they were midfield. That's all Carolina did offensively with the pick six. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with the backups with the Bills.
I noticed that number getting up there. And, our buddy, frequent guest during the football season, Adam Chernoff, is going to be on the program tomorrow. And he sent that out as well yesterday. He's like, the seven's too many. Can't be laying 7 points with Carolina. In fact, you got to take a little bit on Buffalo there. I had the same exact feeling when it got to that high of a number. Just, again, based on McDermott, he's basically turning into a Harbaugh light. They are winning all these games, and they're killing everybody. And it's, you know, Josh Allen played a lot last week, but I'm fine with their backup quarterbacks. I really am.
I was not aware. I forgot about how bad Atlanta's been, too, going back in the preseason. That goes back many years as well. But their record just horrendous straight up preseason games as well with the Falcons.
Up next, Dirk Cutter is going to join the show. His most recent stops in the NFL were in Atlanta and Tampa. Which quarterback on their new team, Matt Ryan or Jameis Winston, will make a bigger impact this year?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
VSEN Pro Football Guide is out now. It's packed with Super Bowl and playoff predictions, season win total bets for every team, and a bookmaker breakdown on what futures the public and respected bettors are making. The only way to get access to this year's football betting guides is become a VSEN All Access subscriber. Do it now through the Super Bowl for only $175. Great discounted rate. VSEN.com/subscribe.
More football here as Dirk Cutter joins the program now, a longtime coach in the NFL, kind enough to wake up on a Thursday morning for a few minutes. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing really well. Good, really, sir. Well. You're now also an analyst on the 33rdteam.com. Great content. I've been reading it throughout the summertime. I'll ask you this. Again, your most recent stops were in Atlanta and Tampa Bay. Which quarterback on their new team this year, Matt Ryan or Jameis Winston, do you think will make the biggest impact?
Oh, wow. That's a good question, because I think both of them, this is Jameis' second year in New Orleans. So I'm going to say new quarterback, Matt Ryan in Indianapolis.
So you're buying all the reports that we've had out of there that so far the changeover, the turnover there from Carson Wentz to Matt Ryan has been nothing but positive.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that those are all true reports. Matt Ryan's a heck of a leader and a true professional in every way and shape and form, and he'll make those guys around him more accountable and better. And I think Indy will be right in the thick of it to win that division.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, okay, my friend, you were fantastic on Hard Knocks, but you would know though. I mean, he's driving you crazy in practices with the decisions and all the turnovers and the interceptions. Do you think he's taken care of that? And also, how much will they miss Peyton, and will he miss Peyton?
Well, I think Jameis is much better in the turnover area, and I think he was off to a great start last year before the injury. But, you know, Sean Payton's one of the best offensive coaches of this generation in the NFL. So yeah, they're gonna miss Sean Payton for sure. So you know, hopefully Pete Carmichael's been with Coach Payton for a long time, but they're definitely gonna miss him.
Yeah, is it fair to say that as long as Jameis would like eliminate the extremes on both sides, meaning I'm sure that, you know, as his head coach, you saw sometimes where it's like, oh my God, like that was an absolutely amazing play. But then he would turn around like a quarter later and it would be, wait a second, that's like a high school throw. Who would come up with that? Do you think at this stage in his career, though, learning what he maybe did, you know, more years under his belt at this level, where as long as he's not so extreme on both sides, he can actually become a pretty damn good quarterback?
Yeah, I do think that. And, you know, Jameis, when you know Jameis, Jameis is an awesome kid and a great competitor. And that competitive fire in him sometimes can be a negative because, you know, the defense, those defensive guys, they get paid too. And that's one thing that Jameis just had a hard time learning is that all plays are not going to be great plays. And, you know, there comes a time when a quarterback has to cut his losses on certain plays. And I think that was just a real hard lesson for Jameis to learn. And going clear back to his days at Florida State, he played the same way when he was there, but they had such a great team around him at Florida State. They could almost always overcome those mistakes.
What are the challenges that you see with Rodgers with these new young wide receivers and also losing Adams? And if this will be able to work in Green Bay?
Well, losing Davante Adams, I mean, arguably the best receiver in the league at this current moment. So of course that hurts. But if you look, the best quarterbacks in the NFL make the players around them better. Brady did that for years in New England. I mean, Brady wasn't surrounded by the best wide receivers in the NFL when he played in New England. He is much more so in Tampa now, but Aaron Rodgers is going to make those receivers better. They have a great system. They have two good running backs. Sure, they're not going to replace Davante Adams, but the demise of Green Bay is greatly over-exaggerated. They're still going to be a really good football team.
Was there a delicate balance there for you when you were a coach with a young guy, how you want to build them up and not tear them down? But how would you handle it if a guy would continue to make mistakes, lining up in the wrong spot, drops, running the wrong routes, that type of thing?
Yeah, I think all coaching is trying to build guys up. I mean, players all respond more to positive talk than they do negative. But, you know, frustration, coaches get frustrated just like everybody else. And so, you know, there's going to be a time for getting on a guy, but I think it's a much higher ratio of time when you're building a guy up. And, you know, the Dubs kid, Romeo Dubs, that came from Nevada. I got to watch him a lot in college. And, you know, it was a loaded draft at wide receiver. But where they got him, you know, let's face it, he wasn't a first or second round pick. So it's going to take a little time for him to adjust. But that guy can go now. He's a good football player. And they're going to be fine at Green Bay. But it's not Davante Adams.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Longtime NFL coach Dirk Cutter, our guest. He is now with the 33rdteam.com and an analyst at that website. You coach Julio Jones. He's one of my favorite wide receivers of all time. He's also had injury problems now for a little while. All of the reports from camp they've all been positive for the most part. What do you think Julio can add to Tampa Bay this year if, in fact, he can stay healthy at this stage of his career?
Yeah, if they ever get where they have Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Julio Jones, and Russell Gage all healthy at the same time, I've coached all four of those guys, and that is a heck of a wide receiver group. I mean, I'll go on record as saying if they're healthy, that's the best group Brady's ever played with. Now, you know, Mike Evans has had hamstring issues in the past, but he always shows up when the money's on the line. Chris Godwin, they say, is ahead of schedule coming back from that knee, and he is such a hard worker. I'm sure he will be back sooner rather than later. You know, Julio, one of the best receivers of our generation. The last couple of years, he's struggled with soft tissue injuries. You know, he's an athletic freak. Julio is, you know, he can run as fast as anybody, jump as high as anybody, great body control. But, you know, he's just got to stay healthy with those soft tissue injuries. And that, you know, as guys get into their 30s, that becomes more of a problem for guys that are that athletic. So, you know, that's going to be the big question. I'm sure they'll manage him. I'm sure they'll try to, you know, not overdo it with him in practice. But you just never know what's going to happen in real games. But if he can stay healthy, he's going to help him out.
Coach, thanks for the time. Tell us and everybody about the 33rdteam.com.
Yeah, the 33rd team is just a think tank of former NFL players, coaches, executives put together by Mike Tannenbaum and Joe Banner. And it's just a good place for hardcore NFL fans to get some information kind of behind the curtain from people that have been there that they might not otherwise be able to get anywhere else. It's that simple.
Very cool. Thank you for the time today. We appreciate that.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Yep. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, if Julio could stay healthy for a full year.
Ridiculous, yeah.
I mean, that would have been a game changer with Tennessee last year as well.
And Gage has been ripping it up. It was probably the last time Hard Knocks was awesome. The year that they did the Bucks. And
I think that was the last year that I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah, they were watching Game of Thrones all the time and talking about it, and McCoy was good. And that was it's the frustration. What are you going to deal with? He'd walk over. Now we'll see how he grows and what happens this year. But you know, the injury last year. But he'd walk over and say, okay, Jameis, throw it away. Don't force. And he just throw the dumbest pass.
Oh, yeah.
And Cutter's over there losing his mind. I remember the preseason game against Miami. They're in the red zone. He throws it up for grabs in the end zone like a rookie. It's ridiculous throws.
Was that the same year?
They go through. Yeah.
He's getting sacked.
Right. Throw up for
and
grabs.
And he's falling at the 10. Back like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that was it.
Come on.
That was
bombs
it.
Bombs away.
And the look on
his
face. And then they, you know, he's mic'd up. It's Hard Knocks. The look on his face and just the F-bombs about, you got to be kidding me. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he had to go through.
Yeah,
he was very good on that show that year.
As long as Jameis, again, he you know, last year before he got hurt, showed signs of a guy who actually did learn while he was, you know, basically, I'm not going to say out of the league, but he went from, like, number one overall pick in the draft to, you're a backup dude and nobody wants you as the starter. So you need to really have some humble pie here. And then to learn under Peyton and Breeze for a full year while never playing, I think could only have done him good. So as long as he learned from that and takes, you know, nuggets from what Peyton and Breeze gave him and plays that way, then he's not going to, you know, like a 30-30 thing will never happen again. It will not be allowed.
No.
Because he'll be yanked from the starting, that the INTs will kill him.
Yes.
So in pocket plays, we're betting. Coming up next year, and follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're up.
It was a bad day in this segment for me yesterday, betting Major League Baseball, two losers. Orioles plus 102 against the White Sox. No bueno. Rays, run line, minus 120 against the Angels. Bill McClanahan was going to be really good. He lived up to the hype. The offense, though, gave me nothing. So that was a loser. I'm going to screw around today. Make a small bet on a, call this a same game parlay prop. DeGrom 10 plus Ks and a Mets win plus 120. What do you say?
There you go. Yes. Like it. Good Kirk.
All
very
right.
Good. Get creative. Why not? Yes. Vicious push in that Angel game. No score in the eighth. 4-3 final. Extra inning shenanigans. Winner with the Astros on the run line. Twins are done. Twins are cooked. Stick a fork in them. I wouldn't. You could come back with the Astros again today. They're 5-0 against the Twins this year. You can get small plus price on the run line. Garcia against Archer. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that either. Guardians on the run line. No, excuse me, Guardians to win, $1.15. That starts, we don't get crazy. That's a big four-game series that starts in Seattle. I'm not a Gonzalez fan. 8-12 with an ERA of 4 and a whip of 1.41. McKenzie was great last time out as well. I'll take the Guardians on the road and the Blue Jays on the run line. $1.10 in that range against the Red Sox. This is total domination. They're 12-3 against Boston this year. They're 7-1 in Fenway, and they've beat them 8 of 9. Gausman against Crawford. Another one there as well. Lean Cubbies, small plus price in a day game. If they win this game, that's 6 series in a row they've won. Stroman's been good.
Gotta like the fight.
I don't trust Hudson. Yep. Ton of fight. Absolutely. So a good MLB card today, even though it's a little short. And you got the Yankees at night starting their series in Oakland. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern. BetRivers.com.
Have you seen an updated price? Because I'm looking at it right now on the Twins to make the playoffs.
Oh, it's big. Yeah, I wrote it down. Damn, I got to find
okay,
it.
Okay, the yes is plus 330.
Yeah.
They're suddenly minus 410 to miss the playoffs.
Yep, and I like the, you know, you have to do this too. When they make these numbers, schedule's got to be priced in there as well. And not only are they playing bad ball, but it's a tough schedule the rest of the way. And Chicago's got an easier schedule compared to Minnesota, but it's not happening. You know, Yankees, who they never beat, Chicago, still have a bunch left against Cleveland. That's the one saving grace. But, no, can't get there. And I don't know if it's – because I won't blame the pitching. It's been more of the offense, too. But it was just strange that a first-place team in the middle of the season, the pitching coach up and left and took a college job. How crazy that was.
The White Sox to make are plus 175, no minus $2.
Don't want it.
I don't like their path either.
Not happening.
In the in the National League now, the Padres are down to plus 190 to miss.
Yeah.
So that was hovering around, you know, the $3 range or even higher than that for a little while. And now the Brewers are even money to miss the playoffs. They're minus 120 to make it. So what's it going to be here, Hotshot? Huh?
I still think it's still a good bet. Take the plus 190. That's not going to happen. It's not happening for the Padres. That's embarrassing what's gone on.
The Phillies are now $4 to make the playoffs.
Right. They're easy schedule.
Yeah, they're plus 320 to miss.
Right. So as we've talked about, that's a very good bet. If you do better than that too, I think. In addition to the 9 games against the Dodgers, well, they'll probably go 2-7. They have to play the Giants. They have a tough schedule the rest of the way, which I'll bring up in a second. Now the Brewers have the Cubs and Pirates at home, but the Cubs just took a series from them, and they had issues in Pittsburgh. Arizona, Colorado, but a ton left against Cincinnati. But then you see what the Padres have to go against in the 9 against the Dodgers and the series against the Giants and some other tough series in there, too, in September. They go to Colorado, where they never win, and they also have to play the Cardinals and the White Sox. So, does it really matter? You split a 4-game series at home against the Nats, and the 2 wins were 2-1.
Right.
You get shut out yesterday, not against Koufax, it was Quantrill, and then you scored 1 run the night before.
So that's
it to me. That's a very good bet still.
I would say equally alarming was the fact that the guy who was emerging as your ace got completely rocked yesterday.
Right.
So that's coupled with now this offense just can't score runs they can't hit.
Right.
Can I interest you in 3-1 on a team to miss the playoffs right now, not named the Padres, and this team has the third most difficult schedule remaining in all of baseball?
Is it the Rays? Who is it?
Yep.
Yes.
Here,
I know, but who would I make in the case for then? Who's going to jump up?
Well, let me give you their opponents. How many times they play each of these teams left, okay?
It's a bear.
Your rookie, looking right now, could it be the Orioles are plus 750 right now. And then you got to bank on either Baltimore. Very difficult schedule. The Twins or the White Sox to really pick it up here. But the Rays, they have 9 against the Red Sox. Okay, Red Sox are not a very good team this year.
I could see that, you know, that's not cakewalk, though.
Yeah. No, that could be like a 5-4 for the Rays.
Yeah, it could hang in there.
They have 3 against the Guardians. They have 6 against the Yankees, 6 against the Astros, and 9 more against the Blue Jays.
Yes.
They are 3-1 to miss the playoffs. But again, you're also basically, you're kind of betting on a team like a Baltimore there, and Baltimore still has 10 against the Blue Jays, 7 against the Astros, oh, God, and 3 against the Yankees.
Mike Palm's right. What a wasted year by the White Sox. You had the division scenario.
Been saying that for a month.
You should have ran away with the division. Look at that. You're 2-5. That's why I can't get there with Minnesota or Chicago. They're barely above 500. But you had the wild card route, 3 spots, or the division, and you couldn't even do that. So, I mean, they got beat by the Royals. It's just, it's not happening. But the door is, I mean, there's still, the door is still open. You know, you see where the Jays are, too. From September 12th on, the Blue Jays go Rays, Baltimore, Philly, Rays, Yankees, Boston, Baltimore. And Seattle's playing some easy teams once they get past that, once they get into September, too. So Seattle should be safe, even though the bad loss yesterday. But it's like, okay, unless it's a complete disaster and the wheels come off. I can't get there with Minnesota or Chicago. And I know I love the Orioles story, but the schedule's too tough, too. And that's they're playing the same teams, like with the Tampas and the Torontos.
Why don't you run down that number or that fact that you had on Tony Gonsolin from earlier in the show? I'm looking right now. He's basically in the 5-1 range, maybe a little bit lower than that at some books, maybe a little bit higher than that at others. He's the second shortest shot in the board now. Corbin Burns, after he got roughed up against the Dodgers earlier this week, he's now 13-1. Our producer, Dustin, came in here earlier and said, am I crazy or is there now value on Burns? I can't get there. I don't want him at 13-1.
No. And the Sandy stuff is, you're going to see the Dodgers and the Rays again.
And the Phillies.
Yes.
Coming up.
And he struggled against some of the top teams. But since 1976, no pitcher has won 20 games and had fewer than 3 losses. I mean, if this guy gets there, 16-1 with a 2.10 ERA, and he can get to a 19-2 or a 20-2 or a 20-1 or a 19-1, and he doesn't blow up in any of these starts.
Well, and I'll give you another
thing. Come on.
Here's one more thing that he has going for him. Because people are going to look at the innings pitched and say, well, Alcantara blew him out of the water with how many innings he has. Hold on here. Remember, Corbin Burns won the award last year. He only threw like 169 innings.
Right. And the thing that got Urias last year was he had an ERA of 3. He had a lot of wins, but the ERA was up.
Yeah, and he was great in the second half.
If you look at Gonsolin's whip and the ERA, and he's been so good that this could happen. I mean, to me, it's incredible. 35-1 to 5-1 in 4 days.
It's analytics. It's ever since Felix Hernandez won the Cy Young that one year with the Mariners, people stopped looking at wins. Right? They analytics kind of caught up and they looked at underlying numbers and what's more important.
Well, DeGrom too.
I do think though that this year specifically, when we've had people on throughout the summer telling us that Aaron Judge is going to win the MVP this year, because they still look at Roger Maris as the all-time home run king for a single season, right?
Very true.
People who cover the sport and have votes and have voted in the past have said that.
I feel the same way.
And we've had other people writing about the sport saying, Ohtani did not play well this year during a really bad stretch. Aaron Judge has been the man all year long. His team's winning games. I'm going to give it to Judge because of that. Maybe this plays out that way where the old school guard or old guard comes around this year and says 110 wins. This guy's 20-1. I can't ignore that. Yep. The Marlins are terrible. I got to give it to this guy. Yep.
Judge is as high as 830 to win the MVP now. Yeah. $5 at other spots. He has plus 260 to hit 62 home runs.
Well, Pujols, now that prop's been offered at a bunch of books. He's basically, I think, in the 9-1 range to hit 700 plus. That's kind of the universal number.
I think he gets there. I think that's a good bet. 7 home runs? He's playing well. Have to have him in there.
Yeah.
Still almost 40 games left. And the cookie factor.
What if he doesn't get past 693? That's 18-1. That means he hits no more home runs?
No. No. He's going to make it interesting. And you also want it past A-Rod, too. That's close.
Yeah. Fantasy Football Hall of Famer Paul Charchin up next. Which wide receiver does he like to lead the league in receptions this year?
Hey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Wrapping it up today with Fantasy Football Hall of Famer Paul Charchian here on the program. It is Follow the Money on VSEN, the sports betting network. Paul with guillotineleagues.com. Good morning, pal. How are you today?
Great to talk to you. I'm fantastic, of course. It's the heart of fantasy draft season. What's not to love? This is Christmas. This is when we unwrap our presents, find out who we're going to get for the year.
Yeah, I love it. Although I think I've gone a little overboard. At one point, the week of week one, I actually have three drafts at the same exact time. I can handle two. I don't think I can handle three.
Three's a lot. Yeah. If they're all like live drafts, right? Like 60 seconds per pick. If that's your draft format, three's kind of a lot.
It's difficult.
That's going to be tricky. Mistakes will be made.
So when people want to wait and in deeper leagues for a quarterback, which I would suggest doing almost every single year anyway, or in a two quarterback format, Justin Fields will be a guy that's going to come off the board at some point. But having now a couple of games under the Bears' belt this year in the preseason, you kind of saw him running a lot against Seattle, for example, last Thursday. Yeah. And it was like 7 pass plays, but he had no protection whatsoever. Where is your level of concern right now with that Bears offensive line?
My level of concern is a bowel-loosening level of existential dread. This is going to be awful. Pro Football Focus ranks the Bears offensive line 31st, and that is a wildly generous ranking, in my opinion. They got 4 new starters trying to learn together. They're trying to find a home for last year's second-round pick, Tevin Jenkins, who they appear to have given up on completely as a tackle. They tried him right tackle. They tried him left tackle. Now he's going to see if maybe he can play guard. Riley Reiff, the veteran, was just signed recently, about a month ago. He's going to be on his third team in 3 years. And protecting Justin Fields' blindside is a fifth-round rookie, Braxton Jones. I mean, totally unknown, but obviously as a day-3 pick, he seems unlikely to be a solution, and that's the blindside. And then, as you mentioned, the preseason play, we've seen this offensive line has been unbelievably bad. Justin Fields is going to have to channel his inner Fran Tarkenton and just take the hike and start running, because every play looks like it's going to break down. And this right now, this offensive line looks terrible. And I'm basically avoiding all Bears. I don't trust this line to give Chicago's offense any kind of regular sustainable momentum.
So that means you don't trust Montgomery either, obviously.
Nope. Or Darnell Mooney coming up 1,000-yard season. For where they're going in fantasy drafts, I can't justify. You know, and you can get away with a bad offensive line to some degree. Like Dalvin Cook's run behind a bad offensive line, and he's good enough that he can overcome it. But there's a point at which plays are just getting blown up all the time, and I think that may happen here.
All right, I got a couple Baltimore questions. So Edwards on the PUP list, and then we'll see what Dobbins' status is going to be for Week 1. Someone's asked to get the touchdowns. What's going on with the drafts with the Baltimore running backs?
Yeah, so J.K. Dobbins at this time last year, almost to the day, by the way, going up the board in the second round. He was coming off his rookie year in which he averaged 6 yards per carry. And now, unlike his previous season, his rookie year, Mark Ingram was gone. You know, everybody expected J.K. Dobbins to be sitting on 12, 14, like 16 touchdowns. But then he blows out his ACL. Today was the day last year, blows out his ACL. So now he's had a whole year off of that, and he's going in the 5th round? I mean, he's a year off his ACL. He's trending towards playing in the first game. I'm buying on the dip. I mean, this guy was really, really good. He's still super young, and the rest of the running backs on the roster are no threat. Mike Davis is washed up. Tyler Batty is a 6th-round rookie. And you mentioned Gus Edwards is going to be out for at least the first month of the season. J.K. Dobbins, one of the steals of the draft right now. And by the way, let me note this. Mm-hmm. He's right back at like 14, 15, 16 touchdown upside. His odds to lead the NFL in touchdowns, you can bet him at plus 2,000. And if this thing plays out, no offensive coordinator has run the ball more than Greg Roman since he became offensive coordinator. If this thing plays out to form, J.K. Dobbins is going to be sitting in double-digit touchdowns, and he's going to compete for the league.
Okay. Very good. Should we take a flyer on Isaiah Likely?
I'm really intrigued by this kid. So he's a rookie. He's a rookie tight end. He's really thin. They're like never going to use him to block. He's going to be a stand-up in the slot style tight end like Kyle Pitts. He's really going to be a receiver masquerading as a tight end. Isaiah Likely has looked awesome. He's been one of the 4 or 5 eye-popping rookie skill position players that we've seen in this preseason. We have seen him make guys miss. We've seen him break tackles. We've seen him outleap defenders. I mean, all the traits that you want to see are here. And the problem, of course, when you're in Baltimore, is you're playing by Mark Andrews, who's awesome. But Andrews is going to be more of a traditional tight end. I think we're going to see Isaiah Likely on the field more than people think, more than most rookie tight ends will. Rookie tight ends rarely put big seasons together, but you absolutely have to watch him. And if you're in a deeper league, a league where you can stash young players, you're in a dynasty league, empire league, I'm fascinated by Isaiah Likely, and I'm buying in big leagues.
Mm. I'm in a 2 tight end dynasty league
that
starts up this year for the first time ever. So that might be a guy I need to take a flyer on late, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Him and Jelani Woods in Indianapolis. Really interesting dude.
Okay. Give us, this could tie into like a bet or in terms of like how high you might be on an individual wide receiver in terms of like first round picks this year. Who do you think leads the league in receptions?
Let's talk about CeeDee Lamb as a very real prospect to lead the league in receptions. Amari Cooper, gone. Michael Gallup, recovering from an ACL. Jalen Tolbert's a rookie. James Washington is out for 2 months with a fractured foot.
Yep.
You know, you're Dak Prescott. You know, right? You look right. And, you know, let's just say it's an average game in the middle of the year. It's October. You look right. Here's Michael Gallup dragging one leg behind him. You look to the middle of the field. Here's James Washington literally hopping down the field on the bad foot. Jalen Tolbert's running the wrong route. He's off on the sideline somewhere. There's nobody left to throw to. CeeDee Lamb is going to get so much work. Last year, Dak Prescott was fifth in pass attempts. If he stays roughly around fifth in pass attempts, and knowing that CeeDee Lamb's just going to be funneling passes his direction, I think there's a very good chance that he ends up leading the league in total receptions. And by the way, that is also a bettable bet. That's +1,500. CeeDee Lamb to lead the league in receptions. I think that's a great play. If they played this thing out 15 seasons, he'd probably lead the league in receptions 4 or 5 out of those 15.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a high number. Would you also say Lamb to lead the league in touchdown receptions, or are you going to go somewhere else?
I'm going to go somewhere else, although I still like Lamb here too. Evans is the leader at +700. Cooper Kupp is +750. I'm going to give you a very intriguing +4,000 play for who will lead the league in touchdown receptions. Adam Thielen. Two reasons. Over the past 2 years, he's got the highest touchdown percentage on passes thrown from inside the 10-yard line. When the Vikings get close, mm-hmm. they pass. And who do they pass to? They pass to Adam Thielen because he converts them into touchdowns. Only Davante Adams has more total touchdowns from plays that started inside the 10-yard line over the last 2 years. And that's only because Thielen missed half of last year. And last year, he was healthy for the first 11 games. He had 10 touchdowns in 11 games. So he's at a 0.9 touchdowns per game clip. If he'd have played out the whole year, he would have tied Cooper Kupp with 15 touchdowns, and he would have hit that bet. Your sneaky play for lead the league in touchdowns, Adam Thielen +4,000.
Wow. Okay. All right.
40-1 enough for you?
I'll take a peek.
Enough for me.
I'll take a peek.
I know for you, yes.
Yeah. Why all the hate for Cordarrelle Patterson this year?
Well, it's because of what we saw last season. Two different seasons for Cordarrelle Patterson, who before Thanksgiving was like the best story in fantasy football.
Oh, yeah.
He was averaging 91 total yards per game and almost a touchdown per game before Thanksgiving. And then the wheels just completely came off. They found out, you know, he was never a workhorse at any point in his college or professional career. And it turned out he couldn't be. And then after Thanksgiving, the workload, total number of touches didn't change that much, but his output basically dropped in half. He had 50 fewer yards per game after Thanksgiving, a full yard fewer per carry, and he only scored 2 touchdowns the rest of the way from Thanksgiving forward. And I got to believe the lesson learned for the Falcons is that you just can't grind up Cordarrelle Patterson that way and hope to have him continue to be effective. So I think he's going to be a light use guy this year. We're going to see him get maybe half of the work that he got last season in a hope to keep him viable for the whole year.
You are a Fantasy Football Hall of Famer for a reason, actually more than just one reason. This should give people some perspective on this. Your podcast is called Fantasy Football Weekly. This is the 28th year of Fantasy Football Weekly?
28 years. It's a long time.
Wow.
That's unbelievable, man. Congrats on that. That's really, really cool.
Thank you.
And by the way, I listen to it like every week. It's phenomenal.
Well, and that's how, and then we're in all the same leagues together and you take all my guys because you listen to the podcast, you know everybody I like. That's the problem.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. I get half my content for the show from you.
I love it. Yeah. Everybody thinks you're a great prepper, but you're just listening to my podcast.
That's all I do. And also guillotineleagues.com as well, up in drafting, and I recommend that to everybody on top of everything on that too. So, all right, buddy, thank you.
Thanks, Mitch. Thanks, Paulie. See you next week.
Yeah, be good.
Job. Go watch House of the Dragon.
Yeah, by the
very
way,
disappointed in you.
Knock out the first episode by next Thursday, please.
Yeah.
We're not asking for too much here.
I did a podcast, Game of Thrones, when it was on.
That's right. All right, that's it for us. Good luck betting tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern. Bye-bye.
Take the VSiN experts with you anytime, anywhere with our full lineup of sports betting podcasts. Visit VSiN.com/podcasts to listen to every show on daily best bets with Follow the Money, The Lombardi Line, A Numbers Game, and My Guys in the Desert. Plus, get insights and analysis.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.